Okay, so wow. This one really threw us for a loop, I gotta say. You guys sent in some pretty crazy stuff before, but this is next level. An astrophysicist, a wanted man, his family vanishes, and then years later, boom, he launches a spacecraft. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, this one is really something else, huh? A missing family, a manhunt, and then suddenly it's like we've jumped genres straight into some kind of space opera.
Right, it's like ripped from the headlines and then blasted into orbit. I mean, we're talking about Michael T. Dyson, right? Wanted for the disappearance of his wife and kids back in 1981 out in California.
California in the 80s, huh? Must have been wild.
Wild is an understatement. They had a statewide manhunt going on for this guy. And the thing is, it wasn't just a simple disappearance. There was this whole other layer to it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those break-ins, almost like a side quest in this whole crazy story.
It's like someone mashed up a true crime podcast with, like, alien conspiracy theories. He was hitting all these places, labs, research facilities, even a couple of NASA subcontractors. The news reports were pretty vague about what exactly was taken, but they kept using this phrase, celestial spacecraft components.
Celestial spacecraft components. I mean, that already tells us something, right? We're not talking about your average stolen goods here. This guy was after very specific things, things that make you think he had a bigger plan in mind.
Right, exactly. It wasn't just about disappearing. It was about building something, about getting somewhere. And then there were those notes he'd leave behind, almost like taunts to the authorities, "Stop chasing me. I'm just doing what I gotta do."
Not your typical fugitive's message, right? It's almost like he felt justified in what he was doing, like he was on some kind of higher mission.
It definitely adds to the whole mystery of it all. And then after a while, the break-ins just stopped. Poof, gone. Like he'd gotten everything he needed. The manhunt eventually went cold. The case went quiet. But the authorities, you got to hand it to them. They must have kept a file open somewhere, a little reminder to keep an eye on the skies.
You have to wonder what was going through their minds back then, right? I mean, this wasn't just a regular missing person case. This guy was an astrophysicist. He knew things. He had access to places that most people could only dream of. I mean, they must have had some pretty wild theories brewing.
Oh, I bet. And then fast forward a few years, September 29th, 1984, suddenly the alarm bells are going off. An unidentified spacecraft launches into lower Earth orbit. No warning, no flight plan. Just boom, there it is.
Can you imagine the scramble in those control rooms? I mean, years of silence and then this. It must have felt like all those whispers and rumors suddenly became very real.
And guess who's piloting the mystery spacecraft? Michael T. Dyson. Back from the shadows and heading straight for the stars. It's like the story shifted gears from missing person to space odyssey.
It's like a plot twist no one saw coming, right? And that's not even the craziest part. Brace yourself because this is where it gets really wild. Before Dyson leaves Earth's atmosphere, he sends out a message, one last transmission for the world to hear.
And that message. I still can't believe it. He says, "I accidentally sent my family to space and I've got to go and find them." Accidentally sent his family to space. What does that even mean? How do you accidentally?
It's like a statement designed to short-circuit your brain, right? Accidentally sent my family to space. It's so unbelievably out there that you almost have to laugh. I mean, space travel is rocket science, literally. It's not something you just accidentally stumble into.
I know, right? It's like saying I accidentally built a nuclear reactor in my basement. I mean, come
It
off it.
forces you to question everything, right? Was he being serious? Was he delusional? Was this some kind of coded message? What was he really trying to say?
Okay, but let's say just for fun that he really meant it, that he truly believed he'd accidentally launched his family into space. I mean, what kind of accident are we talking about here? Did he trip over a wire and hit the launch button? Was there a rogue AI that took over his space garage and decided to take the family on a surprise trip?
We're talking about levels of improbable that would make even the most hardcore sci-fi fan scratch their head, right? I mean, to accidentally launch anything into space, let alone people, that would require some seriously advanced and seriously flawed technology.
Right, like what? Maybe he had some kind of experimental teleportation device in his garage. Something he was tinkering with late at night. Maybe it was miscalibrated, and instead of beaming his family to the kitchen for a midnight snack, it beamed them a little bit further.
Teleportation, huh? That's a fun one to think about. But even then, how do you accidentally teleport someone into space? I mean, wouldn't there be some kind of safety protocol, some kind of fail-safe to prevent that from happening?
Well, maybe the failsafe was sending them to space. I mean, think about it. It's the ultimate backup plan. If your experiment goes haywire and you're about to create a black hole in your backyard, where's the safest place to send everyone away from Earth, as far away as possible?
That's a unique interpretation, I'll give you that. But it still doesn't explain how an entire family ends up in a teleportation mishap. I mean,
Yes.
Were they all holding hands when it happened? Were they standing in a specific spot? Was there like a family-sized teleportation pod in the living room?
Maybe their house was built on top of some secret abandoned launch site left over from the Cold War or something. And the kids playing around in the basement stumble upon this giant red button and boom, up they go.
Okay, now that's just hilarious. But it does highlight how ridiculous this whole accidental launch scenario is. I mean, we're talking about rocket science here. Precise calculations, complex engineering. It's not something that happens by chance.
But remember, he was stealing all those celestial spacecraft components. He wasn't just some backyard tinkerer. He was an astrophysicist. This guy knew what he was doing. So how could he possibly make such a colossal mistake?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's the piece that doesn't quite fit. It suggests that maybe the accident wasn't the launch itself, but something else, something related to his family's disappearance that led to them being on that spacecraft in the first place.
What if it was a rescue mission gone wrong? Maybe he was working on some kind of emergency escape pod technology, something to get people off-world quickly in case of a disaster. And something went wrong during a test run and his family got caught in it.
Now that's an interesting angle. It shifts the focus from a deliberate launch to a catastrophic malfunction, something that could explain how his family ended up in space without him intentionally sending them there.
It still leaves a lot of unanswered questions, though. Like, how did they end up in the test run? Why didn't he stop it? And what kind of technology are we even talking about here? Something capable of launching people into space without a rocket.
It would have to be something radically different from our current understanding of space travel, right? Something that could bypass the need for massive rockets and fuel and all the infrastructure that goes into a conventional launch. Maybe something that manipulates gravity or space-time itself.
It's starting to sound more like science fiction than science fact. But then again, we're talking about a guy who supposedly accidentally sent his family to space. So maybe our definition of what's possible needs a little adjusting.
Maybe. And then there's the psychological aspect to consider. I mean, this guy lost his family. He was on the run. He was under immense pressure. It's possible that his grip on reality was slipping, that the stress and guilt had pushed him to a breaking point.
Maybe his message wasn't a literal explanation, but a cry for help, a desperate attempt to rationalize the unthinkable. Or maybe it was a confession. A way of taking responsibility for something he couldn't control.
It's like trying to understand the mindset of someone who's stepped outside the boundaries of our shared reality, right? We can speculate, we can analyze, but ultimately we can only guess at what was going through his mind.
Okay, let's try one more completely out there theory just for fun. What if this whole thing was an elaborate hoax, some kind of performance art piece gone rogue? Maybe Dyson was making a statement about the absurdity of space travel, the lengths people will go to escape their problems.
A space-themed Andy Kaufman routine? That would be something. But I think the timeline doesn't really support that theory. I mean, years pass between his disappearance and the launch. That's a long time to keep a performance art piece going.
True, but it does make you wonder about the nature of truth, right?
Yeah.
How do we separate fact from fiction, especially when we're dealing with something as mind-boggling as this?
It challenges our perceptions of what's real and what's not. And in a way, that's the beauty of these kinds of stories. They push us to think outside the box, to consider possibilities we might never have entertained otherwise.
So to sum it all up, we have Michael T. Dyson, an astrophysicist who vanished with his family, stole spacecraft parts, and then years later launched himself into space, claiming he was going to rescue them after accidentally sending them there first.
It's a story full of contradictions, impossibilities, and unanswered questions. A story that could be a tragedy, a delusion, or maybe even a twisted work of art.
So what do you think? Was it really an accident? Or is there something more to this story, something we haven't even considered yet? What's your wildest theory, the one that keeps you up at night wondering if maybe, just maybe, there's something truly strange happening out there?
And here's something else to ponder. What if Dyson stumbled upon something so groundbreaking, so far beyond our current understanding, that what appears to be an accident to us is actually something else entirely, something we don't even have the language to describe yet? I'll leave you with that thought.